Summit Land Conservancy Director Cheryl Fox is hopeful that both the Reisner Ridge and Gamble Oak conservation easements can be closed by the end of the month. The 50-acre Reisner Ridge parcel is located in Upper Park Meadows. The Conservancy, she says, has been able to raise the money to pay for the stewardship fund.
The neighbors really came out and supported the effort to save about 53 acres in Upper Park Meadows. The Wildlife Protection Society also was very helpful. So we've been working through some final issues with the city, and it looks like all of those have been straightened out and resolved. And so we hope to be able to go to City Council with this on the 23rd of January and get it signed. So we're very excited about that. You know, this seemed like it would be an easy process, and it ended up taking 3 years. So we're really happy to see closure on that.
The acquisition, she says, will provide great access for the local elk herd.
That elk herd that sort of sits up there on Quarry Mountain and wanders around to the different various sides, you know, they'll cross this parcel too. And so we're really excited to have the connectivity from Quarry Mountain into Round Valley now as we hopefully will finalize this easement.
Fox is hopeful she can close the books on the Gamble Oak open space, which has been in the work for some 15 years. This property is located above the Airy and April Mountain.
It came to the city through a variety of different agreements. Part of it was purchased. There were some old mining claims that were up there, and the city had to buy the mining claim rights. The federal government owned a fair amount of it, and so the city had to work through the process with the federal government, which I'm sure, as everyone can appreciate, is rarely fast, and negotiate having this land transferred from the BLM. There were concerns that the parcel would be used to develop a large high-rise hotel at one point, and which sort of spurred the city and the open space activists to say, ooh, gee, let's see if we can do something else with that. You know, it's very visible, again, like Reisner Ridge, from all around town. Lots of moose up there, the open space that connects with all the trails into Lost Prospector and Upper Solimare and those areas.
COSAC, or the Citizens Open Space Advisory Committee, she says, has already voted to approve this conservation easement on this 215 acres, but she still needs to raise more than $50,000 for the stewardship fund, which she likens to a trust fund for the property to protect the easement forever.
The Summit Land Conservancy doesn't use it to, I don't know, pay the heating bill or buy new computers. The money is used to defend, protect, monitor this open space every year. And that's a lot more than just going out and hiking the property. That is an important part of it, but it's a lot more than that. You know, we review the title on each property. We review the title on adjacent properties. We have to talk about what are the current uses up there? What are the impacts to the uses? How are things changing in terms of the environment up there? Is there a change in the pattern or the trends for the wildlife? So all of these things are things that have to be paid for, and you have to have professionals that are up there monitoring and keeping track of these things and then keeping records so that 50 years from now people can say, shoot, there used to be moose up there, now there aren't, or there were never elk up here and now there are, and these kinds of things, so that we can keep track and understand really what's happening and whether or not the property really is still serving the purposes of the conservation easement.
Cheryl Fox is the director of the Summit Land Conservancy. Since each parcel is different, she says she uses a formula to figure out how much stewardship money individual easements will require, depending on how much staff time and resources it takes to maintain the easement. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.